I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
The winds of change are blowing through Raider Nation, and Silver and Black Today keeps you up to date with the latest news and views about your Las Vegas Raiders.
Touchdown, Las Vegas!
With insight, opinions, and interviews, we're on the cutting edge of what's happening now. Now, with the latest on your Raiders and the NFL, your host, Scott Gulbranson and Mo Moten.
Welcome back to Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast covering the Las Vegas Raiders. Do us a favor, make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you get your audio, and to our YouTube viewers, or if you're watching us on Twitch, or if you're watching us on Facebook or Rumble, wherever you are, thank you for being with us, and we appreciate the chat and the comments, and liking the video and subscribing to the channel, so thank you very much for that. Mo Moten and Scott Gulbranson back with you. We're talking Raiders quarterbacks. Yes, the future of quarterback for the Raiders here on today's show. Next segment, we're going to get to your voice. Yes, we're going to listen to you voicemails, read some emails in our popular Raider Nation mailbag segment coming up next. All right, Mo, we talked about the young quarterbacks last segment. Now we're talking about the free agent pool. We know a couple of them. Of course, Kirk Cousins is the biggest fish out there as far as free agents go. Kirk Cousins, I don't think, is a target or would be a target for the Raiders, not only because of the cost, but because of where he's at in his career. And I just don't see a great fit there. Now, we don't know who the offensive coordinator is. Maybe there would be a fit with the style of play. I just don't see a fit there for the Raiders. So let's look at, and I want to get some of your comments here, Mo. Let's look at the top free agent quarterbacks as we show a graphic here, and I'll read it out for our listeners. The top eight, and really, when you get past four-ish, it makes me nervous. Kirk Cousins, as I mentioned, number two, Baker Mayfield, of course, coming off a career year in Tampa Bay. I think he'll resign there. Ryan Tannehill, I know. I think he's over the hill as well. Excuse the pun. Gardner Minshew, at number four, Jacoby Brissett at five, Jameis Winston, who's interesting to me, and I predicted in my bold Raiders column at the beginning of the year that he would sign with the Raiders. I know. And then number seven, Marcus Mariota, remember him? And then number eight, Tyrod Taylor, who I think has been on like 15 NFL teams. So you look at that list, Mo, and it doesn't really excite you. If the Raiders can't draft somebody, we know they need a veteran to bring in. You and I have been talking about Justin Fields, which has been very polarizing in Raider Nation. Some people like the idea, some people hate the idea. But when you look at that free agent pool, not a lot of great options if you're Tom Telesco and the draft doesn't work out.
Yeah, there were rumors about what Kirk Cousins is going to ask for on the market. He's probably, whatever the price is, he's going to be the most costly free agent quarterback available if the Vikings were to move on from him. Just remember, keep in mind, he's coming off of a torn Achilles, getting up there in age, not a very mobile quarterback. So if you're going to add a Kirk Cousins, you better have at least a solid offensive line. I think we agree on this. I think Baker Mayfield is probably going to wind up staying in Tampa, even though he just lost his offensive coordinator and Dave Canales. I think he stays in Tampa and has another solid year there. maybe they promote Thad Lewis, who's also you know, a favorite of Raider Nation to be an offensive coordinator. Maybe Tampa promotes within, keep, and they keep Baker Mayfield and keep that offense rolling. But as you said, looking at this list is not very inspiring. The only thing I will say is that because the Raiders haven't hired an offensive coordinator yet, I want to see who they hire as a play caller, because that play caller may want to bring in a veteran signal caller who's played in his system.
Yeah.
So once we know who the offensive coordinator is, then we can connect the dots on maybe, you know, who would they sign as a bargain bin, or as a you know, as a veteran free agent to come in and push Aiden O'Connell for the number two spot and possibly compete for the starting job along with the rookie.
Yeah, that's where I think people have to look at that and say, okay, when it comes to free agents, don't get too excited. It's just nobody who's going to move you. There might be somebody there who's serviceable. And then some people might argue, well, then why don't you just go with O'Connell, right? Because if you're going to go, the difference is, to your point, offensive coordinator and the system. If there's somebody out there who runs the system, has more experience in it, and can move a little bit more in the pocket, even Jacoby Brissett can do that. I'm not advocating for Jacoby Brissett. I'm just saying he can. He can move a little more with his legs, even in his advanced years. But when you look at that, you have to kind of, I think, temper your expectations if that. One of the other names that's been out there, because he's going to be released, and it's interesting because people are bringing it up. When we brought it up a year ago, people were, or 2 years ago, people were crazy, calling us crazy, is Russell Wilson. The Broncos are going to release Russell Wilson and eat that massive, massive contract. Tell me what you think of Russell Wilson and some of these Raider fans and folks who are questioning whether or not he would be a fit in Vegas.
I question the fit in Vegas. I mean, listen, I don't know Russell Wilson personally, but reading the reports of how not that he was a bad person in Denver or Seattle, but the reports and his former teammates, some of them say that he could be a bit standoffish. Now, that has nothing to do with his production on the field. A productive quarterback is a productive quarterback.
Right.
But if you're building a culture, not to say that every player has to have the same personality, you have to be careful of who you're adding to the locker room and how that can change the dynamics of the complexion of a locker room, especially at a leadership position like the quarterback spot. So you can add a standoffish safety or cornerback, and it may not mean much. I mean, not to say those positions aren't important, but when you're, again, touching the football on every snap, and you have to be a communicator, all of that stuff matters. And I think I just don't see how Russell Wilson's personality matches with what the Raiders are building with their culture under Antonio Pierce. That's not to say that they won't consider him, because if they're looking for a serviceable quarterback and they don't like Justin Fields or any other free agents that you put up on the screen a moment ago, then they may go with Russell Wilson if they feel like they're not going to get the quarterback of their choice in the draft. But I just don't see the fit beyond his personality and culture fit. I'll say this again. Russell Wilson is a smaller quarterback under 6 feet who doesn't deliver the ball a ton to the middle of the field or in the seam area. So that can negate or slow down Michael Mayer's progression development, because Russell Wilson doesn't have a track record of throwing to his pass catching tight ends. You can look at his seasons in Denver. You can look at his seasons in Seattle. You know, there were some flashes there with some of the tight ends that he's played with, but not a lot of high production in the passing game from him with the tight end. So I would be wary of Russell Wilson, especially when it comes to Michael Mayer's development.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right, and I think it's not bad-mouthing Russell Wilson to say this. I think to your point about culture, I don't think he fits in with Antonio Pierce's vision for the team as he's articulated it to us. Right. That's not to say you can't be a quiet quarterback or more, like you said, more reserved, but on the field, you have to lead in a certain way. And I think the circus, it's not his fault, the circus that comes with Russell Wilson, too, because of his wife's fame, because of his fame and all the stuff that he does at that point in his career. I don't, to your point about the locker room, I just don't see that as a fit. I think a rookie quarterback fits because a rookie quarterback's going to come in and have to earn his stripes. I think the right veteran coming in as well can fit as well. But I do think that with a quarterback, to your point, 100%, A quarterback's personality in this case will matter, and I think it's got to fit and mesh well with that locker room. Like I said, young player, they'll fit in, they'll figure it out, they'll be molded. A veteran player who comes in, I think, has to be somebody, even if they're a quiet leader, as long as they're a leader and people see that and their reputation precedes them, okay. But I think the Russell Wilson thing, like you said, they could end up doing it if they have to. I just don't, I don't see it happen. I bet you it's not top five on their list.
And the other thing is, when I look at this Raiders team, I get more of a blue collar vibe. Not to say that Russell Wilson isn't a hard worker, but Russell Wilson is more of a, like you say, he comes with some glitz and glamour. So he's won a Super Bowl before. You know, a lot of people, if unless you're living under a rock, know who his wife is. There's some type. There's a level of celebrity that comes with Russell Wilson, and the Raiders just aren't that right now. And that goes to my point about culture fit, personality fit, and how a quarterback fits as in a leadership position with his football team.
Right. And if you look at their three stars, and I'm going to count Josh Jacobs in there until he's officially not a Raider, they're all, if you look at their personalities, to me, all lunch pail guys, including Devontae Adams, right? I mean, Devontae Adams, one of the best in the league. Max Crosby, one of the best in the league. Josh Jacobs, obviously one of the best in the league. Those guys are not flashy, right? They are, and I love that you made that point because I agree with you. And that's sort of, if you're going back to the old days, that's the Raider way, right? It's about just punching you in the mouth, going to work, working hard. And so, yeah, I think that's not the best fit for them. So we'll see what they do. They have to bring in some veterans, at least one to go in that room. And it could be two, depending how the draft, if they whiff in the draft on quarterback, then they're going to have to explore those avenues. And we'll see what happens there as well. But they're going to have to clear that room off. Hoyer gone, Garoppolo gone. Garoppolo, people, he's got trade value. He does not have trade value. I don't care what anybody says. and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I just don't see it happening.
Scott, the only way I can see Garoppolo being traded is if they package him with a draft pick. Correct. That'll be the only way it happens. And you see this with certain players who don't have much trade value is you're going to have to package him and entice other teams. Okay, we don't love Garoppolo on his contract, but we want that draft pick. And it's going to have to be a decent draft pick. I'm not talking like a sixth or seventh round. I'm talking like a early mid-round pick if they're going to trade him probably.
Right. Yeah, I just don't see that happening. But so we'll see. But that's the lowdown on the shallow free agent pool. I mean, it is what it is, folks. So we'll see what the Raiders do and what pops open. You don't know what players are available for trade. That's why we talked about the Justin Fields opportunity. Mo, is there anybody else out there from a trade perspective, from a veteran that might not, I'm not talking about somebody who's going to cost you a first, second, or even a third round pick. Is there any veterans out there that might be worth thinking about from a trade perspective?
To be honest, not that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, we talked about the two top, the top trade option, which a lot of people are talking about, is Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. And I believe he will be available for trade once the Bears officially make it official that they're going to draft Caleb Williams. Scott, if you remember, the Bears put out a highlight video of Justin Fields, and a lot of people were reading into it to say, oh, they're keeping Justin Fields. They're trying to up his trade value. Listen, Justin Fields' film is out there. No highlight package is going to increase or devalue his trade buzz. To me, that looked like a thanks, but we're moving on type video. But other than Justin Fields, I think Russell Wilson could ultimately be traded, but I don't think the Raiders should jump into that because there were reports saying that the Raiders may trade for Russell Wilson. I don't see that as a scenario because why would you want to bail the Broncos out of a bad contract or a contract that they're trying to get out of your own division? I don't see a trade happening. Division trades do happen, but I don't see the Raiders and the Broncos making a transaction with Russell Wilson. I think ultimately the Raiders are going to either sign a veteran or they go after Justin Fields.
Yeah, and there are, remember, we gave you that list of free agents. There are others available. There's the Sam Darnolds of the world. I mean, you know, the guys that never kind of lived up to the potential. Mm-hmm. And so those guys are available too. But I didn't name them on there because I just didn't think they were somebody that the Raiders would go to because, you know, would I take those guys over Aiden O'Connell? Probably not. I mean, some of them can move a little bit, including Wilson and Jones and these guys. But I just don't see any upside to them when you have a guy in house that you picked in the fourth round, I think could do just as well. So that's why we kept it to that. But anyway, that's the discussion on quarterback. We'll see. It's going to be fascinating. And we're going to have to wait until the draft and see what goes on between now and then. It's only a month away. Now that we're in February, today is the 1st of February. Of course, tomorrow's Groundhog Day, just in case you guys forgot. So we'll see. We'll see what happens over the next month. All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to get to your calls and your emails on the Raider Nation mailbag. You're with Scott and Mo. This is Silver and Black Today. Do not go anywhere. Coming right back.